This is an injection pen.
And this is what it sounds like as I twist the back of it 18 times, loading a 0.25 milligram dose of Ozempic into the chamber. With every click, my thoughts cycle between counting to 16,
hating the tiny needle,
and the echoes that these small, innocuous sounds are having around the globe, just a little...
From the most talked about drug in the world.
Ozempic.
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 A drug with the power to shake the foundations of economies.
When it's spoken about, words like game-changing, life-changing, and world-changing are thrown around.
But so are words like side effects, elitism, cheating, profiteering, cancer, and Ozempic face.
There's a lot of sensationalism and a lot of fear.
Okay. Five, six, out.
Nevertheless, that was the recording I made of injecting my first dose of Ozempic into my belly fat. My name is Jonathan Varnker.
My name is Charlene Armstrong.
I weigh 98 kilograms at 171 centimeters, giving me a BMI of 33.5, which is obese class 1.
I weigh 86.3 kilograms and I am 169 centimeters tall, giving me a BMI of 30.2, also putting me in obese class 1.
In the next 3 months, I want to go from 98 kilograms to 88 kilograms.
I want to go from 86 kilograms to 76 kilograms.
Join us every week on Monday as we share our Ozempic diaries from day one to the end of 3 months.
We'll share our results and side effects and what we're doing with our exercise, nutrition, and habits to maximize the effects of Ozempic and to keep the weight off even after we stop taking it.
And of course, we'd love to hear from you.
We've set up a WhatsApp community where you can ask us questions, send us a voice message with your results or thoughts, and chat with other Ozempic curious listeners.
Oh, and by the way, neither of us are doctors, so don't take any of this as medical advice. This is a report of our experience in the hope that it will inform your own.
With all that context in place, let's get into episode 1, the day after the first jab.